Pakistan, including the powerful police commander, General Abdul Rasik, have been killed in a shooting during a visit of the top U.S. general in Afghanistan. American General Scott Miller, who was unharmed, was visiting the Kandahar governor's compound for a meeting. In addition to Rasik, who had survived several previous Taliban attacks on his life, the assault killed the provincial intelligence chief and badly wounded the Kandahar governor. We spoke to VOA correspondent Aisha Tanzim in Kabul.
People called him the secret kingmaker of southern Afghanistan. He was also the commander who had put, by some accounts and in the words of some people, fear in the hearts of Taliban.
The Taliban swiftly claimed responsibility. The Associated Press reports a man who previously traveled with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's entourage to the U.S. entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul just before writer Jamal Khashoggi vanished there. This is according to images published this Thursday by a pro-government Turkish newspaper. Those images also show the Saudi man of interest leaving Turkey. Meantime, Khashoggi's final column has been published by The Washington Post, accusing Arab governments of silencing the media. AP's Sagar Magani with details.
Khashoggi warns Middle East governments have been given free rein to increasingly silence the media, saying the Arab world is facing its own version of an iron curtain. The column was published more than 2 weeks after Khashoggi was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The newspaper's global opinions editor says she received the column the day after he disappeared. The Post held off publishing it while hoping Khashoggi would return, but now says it accepts that won't happen. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Look for the latest on that story on voanews.com. A Vietnamese blogger known as Mother Mushroom has arrived in the U.S. after being released from prison Wednesday. This is VOA News. Russian authorities in Crimea are trying to determine if the student who fatally shot at least 20 people and wounded more than 50 others at his vocational school in Kerch had an accomplice. The Kremlin-appointed leader of Crimea said at a Moscow news conference Thursday that the shooter, who killed himself, could not have carried out the mass shooting without help. This local resident called it a nightmare, never thinking such a thing could happen there. Investigators still don't have a motive. Crimea was annexed by Russia from Ukraine in 2014. The World Health Organization has warned the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo could worsen, but stopped short of declaring a public health emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is director general of WHO. He said his agency is taking this seriously.
We still have more than 250 people working in DRC to bring this outbreak to an end, and we will be vigilant and strengthen our response, and we will not rest until the outbreak is finished.
There have been over 200 confirmed cases of the deadly virus and 139 fatalities. U.S. Syria envoy James Jeffrey said some, but not all, militants have withdrawn from a Russian-Turkish demilitarized zone in Idlib province. They were supposed to leave with their heavy weapons by Monday. He described the 7-year civil war as frozen. Meantime, long-serving U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura announced that for personal reasons, he is stepping down from his post by the end of November.
My intention, and as per the Secretary General's instructions, is to dedicate this crucial last month to actively verify once for all the feasibility of the implementation of a credible and inclusive constitutional committee.
One-third of the committee is to be chosen by Damascus, a third by opposition groups, and the other third by the UN. But the Syrian government has raised questions over the composition of the UN portion. De Mistura hopes the panel will convene by next month. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Thursday she's considering a European Union proposal that would keep Britain bound to the bloc's rules for more than 2 years after it leaves, an idea that angers her pro-Brexit critics in the UK.
Now, the original proposal from the EU was one that we could not accept in the UK. It would have created a customs border down the Irish Sea. Earlier in the year, we put forward a proposal as to how to deal with this issue. A further idea that has emerged, and it is an idea at this stage, is to create an option to extend the implementation period for a few matter of months, and it would only be for a matter of months.
At present, the two sides say Britain will remain inside the EU single market and subject to the bloc's regulations from the day it leaves on March 29 till December 2020. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more, right here.